Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter podcast. Before we get started, I just want to tell you and force you, in fact, to go and get tickets for my SSE Arena show, which is happening on the 30th of September 2023. We're doing one show. It's going to be lit, I believe, Maureen.
Yes.
It's going to be lit, so get yourselves a ticket. Also, if you're in the Dublin area, get yourself a ticket for my Vicar Street show. And it's on the 8th of September. We're taking a big swing on that one. It's going to be great crack. Also, I will be announcing some tour dates very soon. If you're in places such as Scotland, such as England, and that's really about it. But listen, it's funny because the show's called Overkill and the tour's called Overkill. But the dates, quite reserved. I'm only going to the places I want to go to. So get yourselves a ticket and I'll see you there.
Will you fuck up too?
Play the intro. I'll give you the full one today, guys. I'll give you the full one. Podcast with Paul and Jettis. Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. It is love.
This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Paul and
Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
We're here, we're queer. My guest today, my wife, out of sheer proximity and ease.
As your wife?
No, my guest.
Oh, okay. Just to make that clear.
It wasn't like an arranged marriage. Can you imagine if my dad was left in charge of arranging a marriage for me? Or your dad, even?
Well, you wouldn't be married.
Just, eh?
Just wouldn't be married.
If it was left up to your dad?
Or your dad?
Nah. Just because, you know, you'd have to have some sort of social skills to even set that up. And I don't think my dad would be good at it. I was just wondering, could I trouble you to, do you like being married? Would you like to be married? You know, it'd be terrible.
It sounds exactly the same as you trying to be married. Pick up girls.
Pick up chicks. How would you know? Yeah, weirdly, like an arranged marriage is one dad chatting up another dad. Isn't it? You'd have to go up to him and be like, well, what's cracking on? Take a look at your daughter there. Looks well. I have an old son there if you want to get rid of her. That's a real arranged marriage, you know, in certain parts of the world. You get married and you get your daughter married and you're just like, right, get out of my house.
Away you go.
Away you go. And then, in fact, is that the way it works? The other dad has to be like, please marry my son. Here's a load of goats.
Yeah. I think so. I think we're like maybe summarizing it, but yeah.
I don't summarizing it. That's the theme of this podcast. We summarize. Wrong one. Truth bombs. You might notice I'm acting different today because I was on TV last night now. So if you come in and you're like, there's a slightly different aura around this. Smell mainly, but aura. And I think he sounds like he's the cold a wee bit, but you know what that is? That's an allergic reaction to just poor people. You know, people think...
When you're not on camera, you feel
sick. Yeah, I haven't been on. Like, I was on TV, but then, you know, from 10 o'clock last night to this morning, I got sick somehow because nobody was filming me. Or like, I feel like there's three cameras on now. I feel like it's lifting. Yeah. I feel like it's lifting a wee bit as the snot runs down my actual nose.
Yeah. And I've had to try and make you feel better and just like, clap you around the house, haven't I? Like,
yeah. Way. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Every time you like come into a room, yeah.
I'll walk in the room and be like, the vibe's not right. Can you just dim the lights? And when I come in, turn them all on and cheer.
And announce me.
Yeah. Just walk in.
Please welcome to the living room.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the living room. Go and get it. Yeah. I come in, loving it. You know, bowl of fucking Cheerios and a coffee.
You're just going around everywhere, like tissues in your t-shirt to protect your makeup.
Yeah. Makeup person as well. You could do my makeup.
Yeah.
If you want to hang around me any longer, you can do my makeup because I will be upgrading everything in my life.
You did get makeup done for dinner.
I did.
Yeah.
I've had this experience a couple of times on any sort of shoot. Maureen, I've been on shoots, about two or three maybe, and they is there a thing called like anti sheen or something?
Well, you have like you can like modifying powders, things like that.
Every set I've been on, three of them, I've been mattified like a motherfucker because I do have a head like a disco ball, so just every 2 seconds I think they touch my makeup up four times, and like in the back of my head I was going good. do it closer to the time, don't do it 4 hours before and then touch it up, just do it when I'm ready. You know?
All right, Anchorman.
Yeah. Tip of the tongue and the... the main reason was it was about 48 degrees in that bunker, so yeah. Basically it was sliding off me onto my t-shirt, you know what I mean? But yeah, I was on the Virgin Media crack then.
You look good.
I looked good in 720p by the looks of it. I don't know what happened in the handover of the footage, but Jesus Christ, boys, running around with that Alexa, you know what is it called, Ari Alexa? Bro, you could have been running around with a Nokia, you know, saved yourself a few pounds. But more, you know, most important thing was I was on TV right after Love Island on Virgin Media. Did they show a different Love Island down there?
No, it's the same.
It's the same Love Island. I don't know if they were doing like their own Virgin Media version.
Budget. Yeah.
Love Island. Yeah, doing them fucking Rathlin. Just send a bunch of people on. What's the crack, boys? I'm Damo. You know. It'd be great.
Like shit weather.
Passion Down. Who does the voiceover for? Is it still your man?
Yeah, Ian Sterling.
Ian Sterling. Yeah, if that was shot in Ireland, he'd be like.
And there's one of the Irish comedians. Is it Stephen Mullen? He does the voice of the Australian one. He does the narration. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, if Love Island was shot in Ireland, it'd be terrible. All the lads are currently sitting around the fucking pool table as it's pissing down outside. You know?
Yeah, instead of a pool, it's a pool table.
The lads haven't spoke to the women in 4 days because they've been on an absolute bender at the bar. Now, that impression, bro, absolutely wrong button again, you know, out of control, isn't it?
It's like the scummy version of Ian Sterling.
It's the fucking bang on version. I gigged with him in the stand one night at some open mic. He was headlining the Red Raw.
Oh.
He's like, I've got no material. That impression. He's like, I've got no material. And then he opened a MacBook just full of notes. And I was like, you've got material, bro. You know, compared to me, I had a wee list like that.
Food.
It just was like, yeah. Bread, milk.
Tin tuna.
Pedo jokes. Look at Mal blowing O's over here, bro. Man's fully vape-nish. You know? Blowing O's, you know, doing a couple of jellyfishes.
I didn't know what you meant when you said blowing O's. I was like, what? He's blowing his nose?
Blowing O's, man, you're not cool. You're not cool. It's because you're not on TV, I think.
And I don't vape.
You need to get on TV.
Oh, right, okay.
To be cool these days. But how did I come across? Just a filthy bugger. They couldn't have put me on a worse show, you know, because it was me and Jarlath Regan. Maybe it was a good... Because I go up there and it's all fucking stinking and gross and all. And then,
right, stop it. You're not stinking and gross. Well, that was probably your...
I didn't mean my looks. I meant
your material. Content.
Yeah. No, yeah. I was fine. And then he went up and he's polished, man. He is Anchorman.
He is
polished. Yeah. The hair is polished. The shirt is polished. You know.
Good show, though. I like it.
It was well done.
It's good to have a wee show that is just stand-up. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gets straight to the point and that's it.
Yeah, well, I think
it's a good show.
Because they've got a big ad break in the middle, the show was probably only like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So they're like, you know, Damo goes up, was like, hey guys, fucking bleh. And then just straight on.
Yeah.
We're going to a break. Back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, Jarlath Regan. Class.
Good show. I liked it.
But I would highly recommend getting yourself on TV. It does wonders for your confidence.
Look at you.
I nearly missed it, actually. I was up in the garage.
I know.
That would, yeah. You should have done a wee story on your Instagram. This is what it means to Colin. To be on television.
You just came into the living room like this. Oh. Like as if, why are you watching TV and I'm on it? I was like, yeah, it's on now. It's like 10. And,
I missed it too.
No, you got in just as it was starting.
Yeah, it was good times. Why am I so nasally and sick today?
I don't know, but you did say that now that you're like on TV and famous, you need those like vitamin infusion drips and stuff.
Yeah,
now.
If anyone out there Kardashian style comes around to your house and will give me like a colonic and vitamin B drops or whatever.
Not at the same time. Suck it right out.
Fluid in, fluid out. Yeah, fluid in, fluid out. I would be interested in that. You know, someone giving you the IV full of, what is it, vitamin B and...
It can be whatever you want, I think. Whatever you need.
Morphine, vitamin B.
Magnesium. You hear a lot about magnesium, don't you?
Magnesium's good for
you. Solves everything, apparently.
Zinc, if you're a fella, I think you take zinc and magnesium because the magnesium brings down your blood pressure and the zinc gives you thick loads.
And that's and that solves your cold.
Yeah, I've got fucking thick
loads. And load, I'll get rid of the thick loads
coming out of my nose right now. I'm gonna type this in. Zinc thick loads.
No.
Why?
I don't think that's what you're supposed to write.
Zinc thick loads. Zinc levels in seminal plasma and their correlation with, I mean, that's an actual website. I just want the guy making a vlog.
Seminal plasma?
Telling me that my fucking loads are thick.
Stop saying that.
Thick loads. Name of the podcast sorted straight out of the gate. Loads. Thick loads. Big thick loads. Be fun to be able to turn the loads on and off is what I always say. I say it every day when I wake up in the morning and I do my famous person mantras. I go, today I wish for small loads. And then sometimes you like to summon a thick load.
Go on.
How does zinc affect sperm? Sorry for the sniffing. That's absolutely right. This, a sea of zinc. Your little swimmers need an ideal liquid to help them wiggle their way towards their goal, and zinc is a significant component. Most of the zinc for sperm comes from the prostate gland, which adds about 25% of the total liquid contained in ejaculate to mix. So maybe I'm wrong. A milky fluid isn't made up of zinc. However, acid phosphatase provides an alkaline environment designed to give sperm a fighting chance in the more acidic world of the vaginal barrel.
This sounds like they've just tried to make different words.
Yeah, that sounds like I was like, you know, day one student doctor.
Vaginal barrel?
And I'd be like, the thick load goes in the vaginal barrel. I do believe. Legend has it.
And in other words.
Vaginal barrel. Yeah, that is a sketch we need to make. Just the doctor who doesn't really know proper terms. And have you taken a thick load in the vaginal barrel?
Something thick loads, right, that's right.
Why? It's the name of the podcast.
No.
Thick load.
That's just your measure of health now.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I think I'm a wee bit sick because I went on that assault bike the other week and I was going hard and fast, and I think I just blew a load of dirt from the floor of the gym into my mouth, because ever since then I had a sore throat and felt a bit gross.
You have this theory a lot. But
it happened to me before. It happened to me in our...
So you think doing exercise is giving you...
No,
the
not exercise, specifically the bike.
Okay, because of the dirt.
Because it happened in our garage before we got it refurbished. It was very dusty up there. I had the assault bike. And I fucking got tore into it, give it a thick load, and I had fucking inhaled half of the floor in about 5 minutes. There's a correlation. It's either that or man flu or COVID.
One of them.
Jink.
No, you're alright, aren't you?
I'm alright, man. Could it be COVID? I have a sore head and a sore throat.
I mean, technically, yes.
No one gives a fuck anymore, though. You can't. You literally cannot talk about COVID at all, can you?
How strange.
Like, people literally, like...
Are you literally going to talk about it?
I know what I mean. If you named your YouTube video something about COVID, true. Like, you just can't even talk about it anymore. People just want to wipe it from your mind. You know, like on the other podcast yesterday, I watched that guy naring his asshole. If you want to relive that.
No.
Do you want to see it?
No.
Have you seen it now?
Just the clip.
Just the clip. Do you want to see it for real, real life? I'm going to do it because just to make a point, you couldn't really have a genuine conversation about COVID and the fact that you can't talk about it anymore. However, this guy can actually, I'm going to ruin your day here now. I mean, 5 seconds is all you need. There's a vagina. There's an actual vagina. And there's mine.
One is to squeeze this cream. This is
how... You ready for this?
No.
This is all you need to see. Ready?
Perry, my butt is right now.
Bruh.
All right, so step one is to squeeze...
That's it. That's all you need to see. Isn't that funny? Why can you show that?
Why can you show that? Is it because it's supposed to be like, this is a beauty product, so it's fine?
But that's what I mean. It's like educational. He's like genuinely, you know, this is how we do. But like, you could test out anything. Do you know what I mean? If it was like education.
So
what,
it could just be like full porn, but as long as you're like doing a makeup.
What's stopping you going, guys, tutorial? This is an educational video. I know a lot of you struggle with, you know, reaching orgasm. So here's how I do it. And then just shove a big fat dildo up your fucking dick. Could you do that?
Try it.
I might.
Let's see.
I know we've got a new set now. We might as well put it to use. Do you want to see the finished product? I mean, this is a bit. This is the bit.
Hair removal cream.
Now, this is him showing you the finished product. There is a definitive cutoff there where the bottom of the bag is. Now I'll sweat. Now I've got a boner. But why does he wink it so many times? Why is he winking it? Bro, come on, man. Come on.
I'm still not being taken down.
What are you talking about? 29 million hits out of 25 million yesterday. 29. Get Aaron to do that. I mean, you'd need a team of fucking six people on each side. Talk of war, yanking his cheeks apart. But it's just, it's crazy, isn't it?
There's no rules anymore, sure, there's not. You like, know, what is the rules anymore?
Like, speaking of crackdown, like, Damo put my clip talking about Jeffrey Dahmer glasses, talking about myself, and he put it up on TikTok and it was down in about a minute. You know?
Just because you put Jeffrey Dahmer on it.
And then you go on Twitter and people, like, you see stabbing. Like, seen a clip the other day, there was just a drive-by on a moped and they just shot like an 80-year-old man in the back and he just fell over and, you know, died probably. And you're like, that. Why can I watch that? And why can I watch this guy's anus? And why can I not? Like,
my question is, why do you keep watching this guy's anus?
It is the algorithm. We're blaming the algorithm. This is what I'm being shown. And of course you stop on it for a second and go, what the fuck is this? And then
that's all you get.
And then the algorithm is like, this guy loves this. Let me show him it all day.
You do love this.
I like something to complain about, I'll be honest with you. I like something that, you know, we can have a chat about, you know. But
it is always anuses.
It is mainly anus based. You know, could he have, you know, it is the winking. Why did he have to do that?
Okay, why do we keep watching it? That's enough.
Because it's hypnotizing.
That's enough.
That's enough?
That's enough of the anus now.
Did you get a note on the product though? We'll do my ass for a Patreon special.
Okay.
I mentioned this on last week's podcast, but do you think my anus would look better with no hair on it?
I haven't seen your full anus, to be honest, like.
Come on now. We could do it now.
We do it now?
No. You haven't seen my, why not? Why would you not be curious to see my full anus?
I don't know, your legs are too big.
You'd look at anyone's anus, really, in reality, wouldn't you?
Not really.
Out of curiosity.
No.
You would.
I don't have curiosity about them, no. I really don't.
Zero curiosity about the anus. Fair enough. I think it's like anything, like if I fully went for like a Brazilian.
Yeah.
Back, sag and crack. Where do you stop?
Exactly.
You know, you don't want one sort of white shaved area where it immediately meets hair on the legs and belly.
Yeah, you would have that thing where it would be like, you'd have to just shave it into shapes, you know, around your body. Like, you know what I mean? You would either have to do all of it.
Yeah.
Or just leave it.
I mean, there was a moment the other week, I don't know if we talked about this, where I was shaving my head with Eddie in the shower and then I got the new beard trimmer and I was going for the beard trimmer. There's way too many people in this bathroom at this point.
Yeah.
And then you just, for the crack, took the other Manscaped and just started shaving lumps out of my shoulder and back hair. Mm-hmm. And then he thought he was having a bit of crack, so he had the other hair shaver and he's like scraping me. He's scraping away at me. You're scraping my back. I'm trying to scrape my own face. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I know. It was like three of us just trying to shave a big animal in our house, wasn't it?
It was a nightmare.
I know. It was like having livestock that we're trying to groom.
And we're down to one bathroom. So it's like, you know, all three of us squeezed into the small shower room.
Yeah.
It was a fucking nightmare. But it was.
Absolute pantomime.
Pantomime. I was looking at myself in the mirror, just like, what's happening here? With the hum of three shavers, just, nah.
And you're still hairy.
And that's you didn't even fucking, it's back, baby.
I just did a pattern.
Yeah.
Zebra print.
Zebra print would be a good look. Yeah. Anyway, I'll take this guy's nut bag away here. Just for the, do. That's the product there, if you want to. I mean, it must be stingy getting that right to the anus. There.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if that would be that nice. Like, you definitely get some inside. You don't want that.
Oh, God, an air in your innards. An air up the beehole. No thanks.
You just, I don't know.
Strange times.
Well,
29 million. What sort of bank, right. What sort of bank would you be getting off that now? 29 million?
About $5 to $10 per 1,000 views.
Science that which up on your phone. £100.
100,000.
Probably.
Bro,
worth it if you needed it. You know, you just wake up one day and be like, I want a lot of money out of YouTube. Get that asshole out. You know what
clearly
I mean?
That's what people do. Just think like, what can I do that's just going to make people stay and watch?
Yeah, it's not far off Blippi. Just,
you mightn't even care about doing that.
Shouting on his mate's head or something, you know, just going to the clout, doing it for the clout, you know. Fuck these motherfuckers.
In his defense, was that not way before he did all the kid stuff? I don't think it was during, wasn't it not?
Yeah, but that's not the way society works nowadays.
That's true.
Someone finds out something about you from like a different stage of your life, it still can ruin your life.
Is that where like Tom DeLonge was talking about time being running parallel?
Yeah.
If you tweet in the past, you're basically tweeting right now. Because people can use it. It's all the same. The internet has made it that there's no such thing as time. No. You're putting it out there permanently. So there's no such thing as that was in the past. Sure, there's not. Because people can dredge it up. You didn't used to be able to do that. Like, you know, 100 years ago, you couldn't have went, I'm going to take one of your memories from the past and bring it here and show all your friends. You couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But you can now. Isn't that scary? Isn't that weird?
Someone could take something from like a podcast I did last week and be like, Colin Gaddis said this is disgraceful. And I'd be like, I have no memory of that whatsoever. I'd be like, let me see it. Fuck that, man. That's crap. I'll get you a better one. I'll get you a better cancellation one. Can't believe that. That's the one got me, for God's sake. Anyway.
Isn't that weird though?
It is weird.
I mean, it's only bad if you're actually doing something dodgy. Like if you're actually doing something dodgy.
Yeah.
Then you would be terrified and you'd be all, you know, using that like, you know, it was a different time thing. But for the general person who genuinely was just acting and talking how you'd normally talk, like the fact that things can be brought up now, like, you know, when you look at like Facebook memories will come up and you're like, oh, it's so embarrassing. Like there's like a Facebook post from us, like, you know,
yeah.
19 and you're like, but that's because Facebook used to be like, what are you up to? And people be like, I'm watching this on TV. You know, like you're nearly responding.
Maureen is dying.
That's what people used to write. You know, and then you look and you're like, oh, so cringy. Imagine being able to dredge up everything you've ever said. Like there's a cutoff point even for us.
What is this, Black Mirror?
We're at the age of there is a cutoff point, you know, like our actual younger years are not documented.
Uh-huh.
But every child now will be. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, from the word go.
It's not like...
Your parents are putting up photos of you from day one, you know, people can get a full fucking timeline of your life.
Isn't it weird?
Can you use the fraped excuse?
Oh my God, remember?
Do you know somebody?
Everything's like, oh,
by the way,
it used to
trigger warning, Facebook raped, bruh.
I know, when you think about
what
that.
What a term.
You couldn't have even said that now. Never mind, do it.
Yeah.
And it was always this. I'm gay. Like you, like it was so.
Colin Gaddis is gay, now.
But like you think about it, that's so like immature and timid. But then also, if someone did that now, you couldn't be like,
oh my God,
you can't make a joke about someone being gay. You know, like you couldn't even say that, and you can't say Facebook rape either.
Yeah, you can't lean over someone's computer and just go on their Facebook and like, you know, Aaron McCann is gay, and then he'd be like, man, you can't just say that. You know, you're suggesting something's wrong with that, you know? And then, yeah.
Is everyone just so literal now?
You have to come out and be like, I was Facebook ripped.
I was
fucking twinly penetrated.
What?
I don't know, just making the ones for other apps. I was Instagroped.
No one does. No one go. Imagine going on someone's Instagram and like writing something as a joke, like putting up a post as a joke or something.
Yeah.
people would literally probably disown people because you're like, you're ruining my brand. Like, people would lose their mind.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, it was just like, write it. Just didn't matter. And then people almost did it to be like, look at me with my friends. Look at us having fun.
I don't even know if I could be framed now. Like, if anything would really hurt me.
Or if there was anything that would be so crazy that people would think that it wasn't you. Like, oh my God, that wasn't even me. Sounds like you.
2029 Facebook. Can't guess. Has thick loads. Something, probably something like a vegan or something. I don't know. I'm unfrapable.
That's a good way to be. There's just like, there's nothing more nuts than what you'd actually say yourself. That's good.
Yeah.
That's probably good. To be fair.
Fraped, bro. Nightmare. I remember spending a lot of time on a Bebo skin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'd be fuck. I'd be in that Photoshop flat out.
Oh, yeah?
Making skins, bruh.
What song did you have playing? Or you have songs playing?
I mean, was I on it long ago where I might have had one of my own videos? Mm. You know what I mean? No, it was always like some, yeah, probably just some band that I thought was cool at the time. Libertines. Man's romantic story. Can't stand me now. Can't stand them now, you know. If I went back and listened to it, I'd be like, this is full trash.
Think so?
Yeah. But, yeah, bring back those days. Simpler times.
Simpler times, to be fair. But
simpler times. I didn't see any Anus on YouTube back then. Mm. I'll tell you that.
You were probably trying to find them.
I was probably trying to find them. You know, there was probably some sort of internet firewall on the Halls of Residence internet. You know, you'd probably... You'd appreciate an Anus on... It's like kind of like being in prison, you know. I'd see that anus when I was in Halls of Residence, being like, here, a hole's a hole. Do you know what I mean? I probably would have just propped something up.
Stop it.
I probably would have, where's this fucking asshole? Come on, show me. Yeah, I would have had
we don't need to see it again.
I would have had a bit of tape on the screen.
Stop it.
I'd have been like, man, needs must, you know.
Colin, there's some things you don't need to say out loud to your actual wife.
Are you sure about that?
Do you know when people are like, keep the mystery, keep a bit of mystery? You're literally asking me, would I nourish your anus?
Like, listen,
there is no mystery left.
Welcome back to Mystery Busters. Do you want to keep, how long do you want to keep that mystery?
What?
The mystery of my anus?
I know it's there.
Just for like a fucking rainy day.
I know it's there.
Today's the day.
Let's look.
We're breaking this mystery. Do you do anything for the 12th now?
No.
Just locked your door.
Yeah.
Yeah, just locked the door. Word over the windows.
I actually walked up Cave Hill.
Did you?
On the 11th.
Did you plant a tricolour in it? Like fucking front of that Linkin Park album?
Hilariously, I've never been up Cave Hill before, and the first time me and Freya went up with fucking phone lights. No idea where we were going.
Really?
Yeah.
You went up at night to like see the views?
Yeah, like 12 o'clock.
Oh man. My God. You need a fucking torch, bro.
I know.
You need a torch or
he
something.
He knows that now.
Brought the dog and all.
Did you? Yeah. You'd need it for tracking.
My goodness.
Did you get up eventually?
Yeah. I thought it was slightly underwhelming, to be honest.
Oh.
And it was kind of raining as well. We waited there for like an hour.
For the fires to kick off?
Yeah.
Did you bring a camera?
I did, but I'd done a time lapse and it was
nothing.
Like these wee tiny bonfires, about five of them, just popped up out there, right?
I know, because you do see photos like some years, like someone gets to some vantage point and it looks like fucking the end of the world, yeah. You know? Just like that's fucking.
Fully expecting.
Cave Hill's quite far away though.
It is.
From a bunch of, you know, like, you probably need
I've
to be up.
I've never been up it either. Have you?
You probably, no.
Have you not?
I haven't done, like, the normal walk that you just go up. Where do you go, like, the zoo? Or do you go to the top end?
I went to Belfast Castle.
Belfast Castle.
And then just walked straight up from there.
Nice.
It seemed like a nice walk.
Yeah.
I'll do it during the day.
It is busy, you know.
Yeah.
No fires today.
Set your own fires.
Is that your own fires? Photoshop, what the fuck? Yeah, I mean, it was weird. Like, I just seemed to see, like, not loads of bonfire type activity online, but just the odd, like, someone built, like, a fucking Empire State Building out of pallets.
Yeah.
Up to the sky. Do you see any of those videos of people falling off?
No.
Jesus Christ.
You see all the bad videos though.
Yeah, that's it. Twitter knows me now. Twitter is just like, it's time for me to jump the threads.
Twitter is a cesspit, like, I've been on years.
Yeah, but there's videos of fucking just people. This is what cracks me up. I don't think people understand how hot fire is. You know, which is a weird thing to say. But people light these things and then go, Jesus Christ, quite a bit of heat kicking off that. But they're like 40 foot up on the side of it. And then they try to get down as quick as they can. As if it were on fire. But I think people do that. They light it and then they go, like, stand near a fire in a house. How close can you get to a small fire in a house? Yeah. Like, not that close.
I always wondered that. Like, is it not so, like, how can you even stand near it?
But that's the problem. That people light it at the top and then they go, oh, geez, I have to get down this. And then they try and scale it down and the heat's just beating out of the fucking thing. Can they not do it like Game of Thrones style? Just
Isn't it covered in petrol as well? So
yeah, that's another video I've seen. I've seen some fell. It wasn't a big, big bonfire. It was just like a wee mound. And the guy was on top of like a fucking can of something. And once again, you're like, have you any idea how quickly that goes on fire and how hot it is? And the guy poured it and it just burst into flames. And he sort of like, as quick as he could, tried to jump off and just landed on his face. He seemed okay, like, but you're just like, man, chaos. Like, the one I saw, it was like some teenager just falling to the floor. Looked brutal.
I mean, it just sounds so dangerous.
It is dangerous. Like, it's always build the biggest, tallest one. Why not have maybe like six little towers, like a Stonehenge?
Oh, Stonehenge.
You know, burn loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's a bit more fun. But someone posted the clip of the kid falling off and they were like, if this was like a workplace, you know, someone would be in prison.
Like an actual child?
They look like a teenager, yeah.
Oh, a teenager?
Yeah. Grim.
Yeah, like that's someone's child.
Mangled.
Oh no, don't say that.
In the name of the Queen. Terrible. We celebrated similar, you know, the way like Jewish people celebrate Christmas in New York by eating Chinese food. We made it with a full Mexican platter. Nice. The other day, tortillas. Some mincey shit, tacos, chicken.
Lovely.
Great times.
It was lovely.
Fucking place burning down around you. You know? Me with my cowboy boots on, them big pointy boys. We will fuck you. Okay. Buddy, you're a bing bang, take a bit. Just making sure. The old 12th. Did you put any of the coverage on the TV on? Did they do that still?
They do. I just don't ever put TV on now.
Okay. On the 12th or just in general? That's one of our rules. We wouldn't be
no TV.
Putting the television on the 12th.
No, I did see. I seen a bit of it. So it's just marching. They don't show anything else.
Yeah.
Just a lot of marching.
Why does everything have to stop? You know? It's just a unanimous thing where people are like, nothing happens on this day. It's a mini lockdown, isn't it? Unless you're out marching.
Well, it has to stop because everyone wants the day off.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
And everyone who doesn't celebrate it go, I don't celebrate this, but I also enjoy a day off, so...
Like when Charles got the coronation thing and everyone was just like...
Day off's the day off, you know what I mean?
You have a load of boys...
There's no
like
one...
Active IRA man going like, fair play.
No one gives a shit.
Enjoy your day, hon, literally. Yeah.
Everyone just wants a day off, yeah.
That's true.
Do you remember in school when you could get a day off or something?
Yeah.
Best thing ever.
A parent dying or snow?
What? I meant more like teacher training or something.
Dude, in my primary school, his dad died the night before and he was in school the next morning.
No. What?
Yeah, it was very confusing. And children don't know how to act, you know, because they did like an announcement going like, oh, such as father passed away last night. And then everyone's like, you know, kids, you're just like, mate, what's going on? What do I do now?
You don't know what to do as a child, though?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like better just to be in school for normality.
Yeah. God, nothing more normal than the whole school staring at you.
Oh, that's horrible.
Brutal. Brutes my goats.
Did anything else weird ever happen in your school?
Like what? Like fucking...
Don't know. I mean, I
like a mass shooting or something like that?
Yeah, any mass shootings? You had no mass in your school?
Probably not in the school, but probably the immediate localities.
You had the shooting, I just had the mass.
I'm trying to think if there's anything.
I had a lot of mass actually in my school.
Yeah, mass flat out.
Shed nuns and all. You'd have to go to mass too in the wee chapel.
In the school? Like every day?
No. Just if you did like. I think it was like if you did like. When you did like GCSE RE and stuff like that, sometimes it would bring you in, or maybe the A level people. Imagine that being part of your class. Right, we'll just go to mass now.
What a cop out.
I know.
We could teach you about religion.
Oh, tons of it's cop out, sure.
But no better place. Hey, learn by doing. Get in that chapel.
Yeah. Amen. An A for you.
What?
Just an A. Like you're graded by how good you are at mass.
Oh, yeah. How much money did you put in the little bowl? A plus.
For it's a B for you.
Yeah, mass boring, man, isn't it? Yeah. You've dragged me along to a few. Shite.
I don't think they're there for entertainment, really. Sure, they're not like. I changed all the words. Who knows what they're talking about?
I've been to a few of those midnight ones on like Christmas Eve. It's been a few.
I mean,
it's
that's
been a
traditional.
While. Traditionally, what, ruining your evening? Like, I mean, I used to do material about it, but it was like you're going to the pub, having a great time, and they're like, "Oh, check the watch. Time to get over to this chapel to stand, busting for a pish."
Well, that's not what everyone does.
Yeah.
Some people don't go to the pub either. That way.
They just go straight to mass?
No, some people don't go to mass with the pub. They're just at home.
Yeah, sounds class. Sounds class. Just at home, a couple of thick loads. Where do we go from here, Maureen? We've a lot of news to cover. Do you want to start with Jonah Hill or Hugh Edwards' ass?
Oh, gosh. There's been so many weird things happen, hasn't there, recently?
Oh, it's Nonsgate 5000 over here. Like, fucking.
Is there anyone in the BBC that is not into something dodgy? Like,
no, or
anyone
every in last one of them, get the red dot on me. Every last one of them's a nonce.
But, like.
Must be part of the job description.
There's too many.
There's a lot.
Like, there is on a lot. Average, it doesn't make sense that this many in one institution.
Yeah, because
as in broadcasting as a whole, not just BBC, because it's all across the stations. Like,
but yeah,
there's just so many people in broadcasting roles
doing weird shit.
Doing weird shit, and none of it has to be like illegal for it to be weird and a bit too.
No, like there's our boy there
close to the line.
Did you hear about this now?
So no. What exactly happened?
So you know that guy reads the news,
Hugh Edwards.
Oh yeah,
he was paying some young fella. Upwards of £35,000.
Yes, I heard this.
For like an exchange of pictures.
So was it an exchange of pictures? Like he sent one to the young person?
Well, that's him there with his arse out.
But why would the young person want a picture of Hugh Edwards' ass?
Because he's probably going, listen man, here's 35 grand for a picture of them sweet cheeks. Nerd. And, you know, here's one back for the crack. About to pop out the work here. Now that does not look unlike if my dad just pulled his arse out and was staring at it. Does that look like my dad? Quite a bit, I think.
Actually does look like your dad.
Paul Geddes. That could be my dad. I'm going to send it to him. Be like, this you?
You please. You would find that so funny.
This you? Hang my dad. Is my dad on holiday at the minute? We're a tight family.
There he is.
That's him about to go for dinner. Yeah, I'll meet you.
Keeps the jumper on, like, but you know, he's respectable.
You. Hold the lift for me a bit, 2 seconds.
Do you know what's quite sad though? It's so old man, I don't know how to use a phone or pose. Do you know what I mean? Like,
boomer phone.
Here's my big wrinkly butt. Like,
well, his ass is all right. Looks better than mine.
Well, I haven't looked at it too closely. But what I'm saying is, it's very like juvenile. It's like a small boy going, I'm going to take a picture of my bum. Like a bit like, you know, like if Eddie sees his reflection, he thinks it's so funny. Like, oh my God, there's my bum. You know, that's what he looks like he's doing. He's going, you know, as if he's never had a mirror before. He's just going like, I'm going to take a picture of my bum. You know, it's so juvenile looking. But then what he's actually doing is actually not as juvenile. It's creepy.
Yeah, take a picture of your cock,
it's
you
just
fucking
so
pussy.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
And quite sad.
Mm-hmm.
Bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah. And
what was the crack with like, was it the parent complained to BBC because they found out because the child or whatever, minor, not child, but like minor, was like into taking drugs and all? Because obviously they've got all this cash now because no young person should probably have that money.
Oh, really?
Cash.
Yeah, they were balling on 35 grand.
Yeah, apparently they were like on cocaine or something like that. So the mother complained because the child had been like, you know, going out on the town here. Like, but I think the child has since went, I keep saying child, minor, has went, nothing illegal is actually happening, and they've got their own lawyer being nothing, there's nothing wrong here. Do you know, so it's this whole big, like, there's so messy.
There's probably nothing wrong with it, but it's weird as all fuck.
That's what I mean. There's so many things you're like, okay, like even Philip Schofield, maybe no laws were broken, but the law isn't like the be all and end all of what's good and bad. The law is just
true.
A one rule
yeah.
that you can
the morality
be
of it's
punished
a bit,
for,
yeah.
you know, publicly, I suppose. But it doesn't, just because something's not against the law doesn't mean it's not weird or wrong
true.
Or strange.
People
or
need to go back to hard copies, don't they?
Huh?
He should have been posting them pictures of his ass.
I know, because
getting them printed out. A couple of...
Like they used to do in like big dramatic films where you'd get it and you're like, go rip it, burn it.
Yeah.
And like, that's my contract. That's the only one.
There's a couple of guys in a van staking anymore. You out. Just like, look what I got.
I took a
guys it. Guys are doing that. You know? But anyway, I want to play this video.
But it was a boy, was it, or a girl?
Boy.
Why are all these TV broadcasters secretly gay?
Because, you know...
Because they're all married. A lot of them were married.
Yeah, they could sort of come out and be like, you know, it was... I couldn't be gay back in when
it's
I was
not
a young
fucking
man.
Priest. They're not priests.
Well, they're acting like them.
They are? Oh my God, the BBC is New Catholic Church.
It is. We need to see this video. Let us see.
Was a pervert artist, and after his death, I think it was at the end of the 80s, his diaries all came out to the, and it became clear that he'd been having a long-term relationship with his sexual relationship with his sister, that he'd abused both his children, certainly, and he painted his children the nude and all awful stuff like that. Well, that is the man who created the statue which stands at the entrance of Broadcasting House. You've got the radio part. It's actually the radio part that it's in, but behind that is the main BBC now, because obviously since it moved over from West London, it's now in Central London. And that Eric Gill statue is of, I think it's Prometheus, but the point is it's an image of a little boy, a nude boy, you know, you can see his little penis, with a man. And we now know that the man who carved this was a paedophile. The BBC, with its history of covering up paedophilia, right? Jimmy Savile was not a lone wolf in all this, right? Couldn't have been. For that degree to have been enabled, we're talking about a huge enablement that would have taken place. And we know that anyway. We know that, you know, children talk about producers who push them in rooms with all manner of stuff. We know all that was taking place. But the BBC has a outrageous history of child abuse. The very, that statue.
Anyway, I don't know how they recorded a podcast with a concert pianist in the background, but anyway.
Awful choice of music there. Motivational interstellar soundtrack.
Yeah, you've absolutely soiled the music.
I feel inspired. Yeah.
Should I be a
paedophile? What are they trying to say?
You just immediately go Goggins mode. You know me, son. I'm a pedo now. I'm joining the BBC. With my BBC. But yeah, it is weird. Yeah, they've got some fucking weird artist who makes this, you know, guy with a wee naked boy, and then everybody in the whole company is fucking guys with little boys.
That's so weird, isn't it?
Gung, 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 gung. Hans Zimmer fucking turning his fucking office chair. This is not the intention.
Turn him in his office chair.
He's not dead yet. He's turning in his cryogenic chamber. I did not think that when I first made this music, it would be accompanying paedophile stories on the James English podcast. Anything goes. yeah. Dramatic.
That's so weird, though.
So weird. So
and
weird.
Too coincidental.
Yeah. I mean, if you think you go.
But do you think they like knew that this sculptor guy was this and then let him? And then there's just this been this history of people covering up, and this is all this like. Nearly like, oh that, yeah, look at us. Like, it's in everyone's face for putting it out there.
I don't know the timeline of it, but maybe if like, at a certain point, someone was like, should we put a statue up there? And then the guys that were like, knocking about were like, Savile and all, and they're like, I know a fella. I know a fella dabbles in sculpture a little bit. Now then, you know.
He does a lovely penis.
Mate of mine. You want a penis made out of marble? He's the fucking best there is.
put on the inspirational music.
Savile just doing a marathon, trying to run away from the demons. Bro, you want hits? Play that on a fucking piano at a train station, let me tell you. That's the way to do it. Seen those videos?
Yeah.
Someone will just turn up. Like, when did they start putting fucking pianos in train stations? People are just like, everyone gets the phone out. Fantastic. Anyway.
That's how they distract you from all the pedophiles? Look over here.
That's the main reason
yeah.
that I don't work with BBC.
That's it, guys. If anyone else wants to know, it's because Colin is against pedophiles. And anyone who is,
and any
that's why.
Yeah. It is ironic, you know, if you go in for a meeting, they're like, "Now we know what your normal material is like. We need you to tone it down a wee bit." You're like, "Oh yeah, me tone it down, bro. What the, hey, you tone it down."
Just taking a photo of you head towards us if they try and ever say anything.
Colin, there's too many swear words in this. Yeah, like I've just got a load of, what do you call them? What do you call them? We fucking things, Polaroids. You Edwards.
Just
Colin, too many fucks in it.
I think.
Savile. Oh, you know.
If I can just get your eyes to.
Scoff. Well, he's more of an ITV guy, isn't it? But here, same thing. Same difference, isn't it?
That's a good point, though. It's funny that they can, like, edit people's things and then allow their main characters on all their broadcasts to be creeps.
Yeah.
Can't trust anything anymore.
Yeah, sort your own house out, you know. You fucking animal. Anyway, how long have we talked about? Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is why you, like, BBC is so, like, clean cut, obviously, and it's all like, you know, we're, you know, the broadcasting house and we're doing this and it's for the public and blah, blah, blah. That is the always the dodgiest, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you have the likes of podcasts and you know, showing videos of anuses. But, like, at least you know there's nothing to hide. Quite literally. Mm-hmm. Nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you'll quite openly talk about anuses. Whereas Hugh Edwards secretly does.
Yeah. We got a hold of Colin's phone.
Maybe all them would just, like,
his suggested page, luxury watches, and tits. What an animal.
Imagine one of those things where, like, if you died in mysterious circumstances and they're trying to, like, go through all your history and trying to figure out, like, where you had been in the last week and, like, what you're into and, like, who is this guy? We don't know anything about him. I don't think anyone would be able to figure out anything about you.
Oh, it's all over the gaff.
It's such a mad mix of shit. Like,
between...
Like, none of this makes sense.
Like, Aaron went to type something into the computer over there the other week on the bomb squad and, like, he just burst out laughing at the search history. It was a mixed bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a mixed bag. Do we cover Jonah Hill very quickly?
Okay, go.
Speaking of relationship Nazis.
You heard about what Jonah Hill was doing now?
Abusive.
Was it? Yeah. There you go. One word description.
See the misuse of the term boundaries. So he was going out with some wee girl. This is a text man. Plain and simple. If you need surfing with men. Is she not a pro surfer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boundaryless inappropriate friendships with men to model, to post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sex.
By the way, saying bathing suit, I know Americans say that, but even that's weird.
Yeah, what is it, the 1920s? Are you bathing? You should be surfing out there in a fucking three-piece tuxedo. post sexual pictures. Friendships with women who are in unstable places.
What?
And from your wild recent past, beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something.
That bit I find nearly the weirdest, you know? Because all the rest is him obviously being like...
unstable places and from your wild recent past.
As in, like, you're not even allowed to, like, hang around with women he thinks aren't, like, basically good enough, you know, in a way. Like, oh, they might be unstable or from, like, wild things you used to do in your past.
I'm not the right partner for you. If these things bring you to a place of happiness, I support it. And there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for romantic partnership. My boundaries with you based on ways these actions have hurt our trust.
I mean, it sounds like AI wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I would say
that doesn't sound like a human being talking to another human being.
I mean, we were listening to Tim Dillon talking about this earlier, but yeah, it is a guy who is you know, made fun of for being the fat ugly guy for decades now. And now he's 40 and he's going out with a fucking 25-year-old or something.
And he's had therapy and now he's just using that therapy as a weapon.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can, it's actually really good if someone's like had bad things happen and then they go to therapy and they've worked on it and they've learned things about maybe themselves or people or how to interact and go, actually, do you know what? I am going to say what my boundaries are because it's healthy and it means that I am going to be in a better place. That's totally fine. But like writing it out like that, like literally like you can't do this and these are my boundaries and this is inappropriate and, you know,
but as a boundary, with
men, doing this, you're like, but, no, but you don't talk to, you know, you, if you're going out with someone, you don't talk to them like that.
No,
do you?
It's a weird reason.
You just be like, look, I don't feel comfortable with blah, blah, blah. And then you'd have a conversation, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I genuinely think it's probably just like an age gap thing. Because yeah, you could get like, you know, 25-year-old or I don't know how long they were going out before that, but like 23, 24, 25, whatever. And like, yeah, the rest of your mates aren't in a fucking relationship with a Hollywood actor, you know? They're all having fun on beach.
What age is he?
He's near 40 now, he must be.
Right, so yeah, if his like other people he's hanging, like friends or whatever, and they're maybe like, could be married, have kids, whatever at that age, obviously. And living wildly different lives than like a 20 something year old girl who's clearly a surfer and has lots of fun, like it's not the same. So you're probably looking at their wives,
she's
like,
probably at the
they're
beach.
Just going to the like salon and like you know, sitting there, and they're just going back to their like gorgeous house, and she's just there supporting her husband, and he's like, hold on, you're out surfing in your pants,
in your pants, and you know there's
this
a bunch.
Is very uncomfortable, and you're like, no, you're uncomfortable because you're not in the same place.
Yeah, but it's super bad all over again. It's super bad all over again. You know, he comes up to the beach, you know, being Jonah Hill and with a surfboard being like, what's that, Dave? You know, cowabunga trying to fucking fist bump like some 22-year-old that has that, you know, the 8-pack that curves in and then out?
Yeah.
And then it basically just presents your dong. A lot of those boys, blonde, sexy, you know, bit of blister on the nose, have had too much sun damage, you know, but he's coming up being like, getting a lot of fucking air high fives. What's that, dude? You know, and they're all just staring at his girlfriend's ass, you know?
Like, this is my boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries can't be like something that they sound more like rules.
They do sound more like rules.
But boundaries are more like for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know this is sort of roundabout like, way for himself, but he's going like, these are kind of rules for you.
Yeah, his boundaries should be, I would like someone who makes me feel like this or someone who doesn't do this, but not like you can't wear a bathing suit and take photos of yourself. Like, they're so specific to her that it's just like going, I don't like that you're doing all of the things that you are just doing in your life, and you either change them or that's it. Mm. And I'm totally not in the wrong because I've just said there were boundaries.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's using that like, I've been to therapy, so I know what I'm talking about. So he's like almost like talking down to her a bit. You know, like, well, if you don't understand, you know, why I would not like this, then
why doesn't he just be cool, Jonah Hill? Just chill out, bro.
I think everyone has a totally different like image of what celebrities are actually like. Do you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people probably think Jonah Hill is like, oh my god, he's probably so funny, so easygoing, so chill, whatever. He's probably a lot of those things, but yeah. In real life, he's probably so different.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
he could be very controlling or he could be very anything, you don't know.
Here's the thing, he is class and he's been in some really class stuff, and he should nearly be like, listen, people think I'm the wee fat fucking numpty who's in a bunch of stuff, but I'm actually quietly in really good films and like
he's a really good actor. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he should just be like, here, just let them think whatever they think and go, fuck, I am a chilled out guy over here. You know, and then after time, they're like, oh, he is fucking great. We watched Wolf of Wall Street the other day. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic performance.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. But again, like, he was, you know, not to defend him, but he obviously wasn't thinking anyone was going to say these. But it's the internet now, you know?
Yeah.
It's 2023, people screenshot once again put up. If you, like, have a disagreement, people go, well, I'm just going to put up the whole conversation.
You're a movie star.
You know?
Once again, it's like the Hugh Edwards pictures, write them notes, you know,
you know, pieces of paper.
This crazy bitch isn't gonna go find a scanner, you know, she's too young to even know what that is.
Exactly.
She's like, how do I get the paper onto the computer, You know?
She's probably never had a pencil over the top of a thing, and you know.
No, she's just
a print.
She's just fucking shredding it on the waves anyway.
Right enough. Like whenever everything is like text conversations or like, you know, electronic conversations, like your name is on it, your picture, a timestamp. You don't get that with a piece of paper.
You think somebody,
bring back the pieces of paper.
Do you think someone's gonna get their hands on our sexting someday?
What'll it be?
I'll just read. We'll read you the last just couple of messages.
Oh God!
Let me know when you're on your way home. Leaving now. Leaving now. Fuck's sake. Orange or purple juice? Don't know the context. Purple. Can I ring? Do you have a wee tiny screwdriver up there? He keeps saying about a poop. Now, these are like not the same conversation. These are just one.
We don't have conversations on this.
And then you're like, bring him back. This is how he needs to go to bed when I go to the toilet.
Okay, we don't need to talk about etiquette.
Okay, okay. And then you wrote yesterday, all goof up there instead of all good. And I wrote, yes, all goof. Just finishing my butthole clip, which it was.
Normal.
Chips and beans and cheese ready. Me, oh damn.
That was lazy dinner yesterday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Both of us getting cancelled for being fucking bored.
And then just afterwards, my boundaries are actually that I don't want chips and beans.
Yeah. I want
every day.
Let me choose when I eat my chips and beans.
Yeah.
It's too complicated. The guy's too famous. Now, Halloween outfit sorted for me and you or what?
Which one am I and which one are you though?
It's hard to know. I think we could play. Well, I don't know. I can't grow a beard that good. And I have no hair. So.
Girl it is.
Girl it is. But then, you know, he did. What did he do? He wore a fucking. He wore a wig in that Stutz show or whatever, didn't he? Stutz.
Yeah, you're just piecing together so many random bits of conversations now we've had in the past. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing he did. It was weird. I tried to like it. I don't really like things like that, but it was just really weird then whenever like he goes, by the way, this is all a set and I actually tried to record this like 6 months ago or a year ago and it wasn't right and now I'm putting on a wig to pretend like we're still doing it.
Yeah, the guy's out of his
mind. And it was all this like, oh, that's a bit weird. And then it kind of ruined it for me. And then I couldn't watch the rest of it.
No, it ruined it for me at the time because it looked like.
Well, what ruined it for you was just the start of it because you just didn't watch it.
No, well, they were talking like me and you, like facing each other. And then it was being shot from the side like this. And then it cut to the guy talking down the camera in what looked like a normal conversation. And I was like, that's horseshit. That's a retake. That's a fucking. That's you going through the same fucking shitty answer.
So I can't watch anything with you because you're like, oh, that's what they're doing there. That's what they're doing there. Same as you now. You can't watch anything without being like, look at those lights.
Like it was supposed to be a genuine conversation and then he's doing it right down the barrel of the camera, head on.
But this is the thing. People don't like, wouldn't know that was a thing.
Full of shit, right? We've got some topics and stuff from the old fucking Patreon. Patreon.com/genderbanderpodcast. We just went live with the old live podcast from the Telegraph. If you want to get yourself on there.
Yeah, so if you didn't make it,
you can watch
the live
it in its entirety. Chaos.
Chaos.
Dildos. Fake rubber arses. Bud Lights. More dildos. CO2. Anything else? What else was in there?
Bad words.
Swearing. It was great. Next time I do a fucking live podcast, I'm getting in-ear monitors. Like I'm a drummer at a wedding band. That's what I'm getting. Like if I hear fuck all on the stage. Anytime them boys talk to each other, I was just like, well, it's just the back of their heads. I can't hear anything. All restaurants in Belfast are being closed down. You can save three. What restaurants are you going to choose? Oh, I thought he was being serious there. I thought it was like, where are we saving? Edo,
definitely.
The Sushi Cafe on Botanic.
You love that.
And Lee Garden on Botanic. Garden. That's the three I'm saying. They're the three that are frequented the most. Boojum's like cockroaches. That would survive anything.
Yeah, like we've done one that's actually a restaurant. The rest are just food places.
Oh, restaurants, right. What are your restaurants?
I don't know. I don't have any. It's only know you do, really.
That's what I mean, in Belfast twice. Lee Garden is the holy grail of dining experiences.
Do you enjoy a sandwich or a juice jar too?
Juice jar, we just have one of those. You can probably smell it.
Not a restaurant either, but
from
yes.
this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, there's loads of like, good food places now when I think about it, but restaurants, probably Edo's the only one we go to.
Yeah. Haven't been in a while now, I must say.
You know, I haven't had a chance to ever.
No, not at all. Let's not nail as I am. There's not nails as I am right now. What three? What would you save now?
Barbecue.
Oh, bring back barbecue. Barbecue is lethal.
I know.
That charred corn salad thing with the black beans in it.
Sad times.
Squirt.
Sad times.
It was tremendous now to remember it.
That was good.
Chalcos, bro.
Yeah.
I think it had a prime time and then it sort of changed a wee bit, but at one point Chalcos was fucking unbelievable. Because they were doing all the squishy beef.
Yeah, and they had a lot of nice salsas.
Salsas? They said goodbye to salsas. They did have a lot of salsas. And weirdly, the hottest one they had was green. Mm. You know, because there was like a deep, fiery red one and then lighter red. And then the hottest of all was like green. Crazy. Me and Mickey used to embarrass ourselves in Chalcos. They used to do this like fucking, I forget the name of it. But it was like a giant burrito.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, it had every fucking meat in it. It was like a rugby ball. And then they'd set that on the plate, pour the fucking tomato sauce over the top, and then put cheese on it, and then bake it. And Mickey ate, there's one day he ate his, and then I couldn't finish mine, and he ate the rest of mine too.
That shouldn't even fit in your stomach.
That's what I'm saying. That's like eating competition levels, that. The guy had fucking 2.5 kilos of rice.
It's like the size of that laptop. There's no way you could eat that much. He did though.
He did. Fair play to him. He had a hangover. So, what's the furthest away place you've seen a piece of Dead On Mafia merch?
You do get sent pictures quite a lot actually of people in lots of random places.
Jesus Christ. Where was the one recently? Someone did send me one just from the street in Amsterdam and there was just a Louis electric box with a sticker on it.
Oh, there's a sticker, yeah. There's definitely some merch in Australia.
Australia.
Merch went to Canada.
Somebody was in...
Where else?
Somebody was in, I want to say like Jerusalem, sent me a picture and they were like up a hill with the t-shirt on. I think it was the white one with the pink. I can't remember.
Actually, a lot of the time it's the Dead On Mafia stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where else has there been? It's always kind of like, you're like, oh, wow. It's kind of fun to see it, isn't it? Like,
I remember giving a jumper to Colin Turrell, and then the next day or so he was in like Skankfest. He was like on stage in Las Vegas wearing the top.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty swag. Hugh Edwards, if this comes out like the police has said that nothing illegal has taken place, should the woman that reported it be sentenced? She has ruined a man's career by starting this and probably will have nothing done to her. All Hugh Edwards did, it seems, was pull one over OnlyFans models. All been there. You see, I should have done more research. I don't know what the fucking full story is. I mean, yeah, I mean, like, if he didn't do anything wrong, and I mean, the guy, isn't he literally in hospital? But I said this to you earlier.
Yeah.
These public, like, shame things.
Yeah.
If someone has done something horrific, quietly fucking arrest them, replace them in their workplace and be like, oh, such and such is stepping
because
in.
Because they'll never work again anyway. But then when you think about it, the reason that you have to publicly shame them is because the BBC just cover it up and they let the people still do it. Hashtag Jimmy Savile.
But the dude
that's
was...
That's the unfortunate thing. You would think it would be more whatever... probably beneficial for both parties for it not to be a public scandal, because then your whole life is not just spread across the news, and that would be very...
Well, the Jimmy Savile one was very different because
he'd put
himself in such a place of influence and power that people were like,
I can't dare people speak. Are maybe trying to like publicly shame people, so like it's violently publicly shaming them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you think of like Philip Schofield, you're like, well, it could have been slight overreaction maybe, but... Maybe people are doing it because they're like, because people get away with it and they're never like, they never have any comeuppance, you know, because they're like famous and shit. So maybe that's why we have to. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it shouldn't like, it would be better probably for everyone for it just to be quiet and him like, look, you're never working again.
Yeah.
And not to like.
Yeah, like one of those deals where they just go, we're not going to do anything.
You're done in this town.
But you got to go. You ain't got to go home. but you gotta get the fuck out of here. Hugh.
Yeah, because for someone like him, where it was just like, dog, you said, like, not that it's right or anything, but like, you know, the mental turmoil for the rest of his life.
Yeah, dude's in a psychiatric hospital right now.
And the person was not underage or whatever, were they underage?
Don't know. What age were they? 17 or something?
Mm.
But then, I don't know, if he was on OnlyFans, maybe, I don't know what the deal is.
I mean, we don't know the details enough.
Just a couple of guys being dudes, showing each other their butts, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Boys always show their bits to everyone.
True.
Why do people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's usually for a bit of a laugh, like, but you know.
Set aside the, like, Jimmy Savile scale of things where it's actual children and obviously disgusting.
Yep.
If you go way, way, way further up the line here, where we're so far away from that.
Yeah.
Just guys showing their bits, isn't it? They're always going to do it.
There you go. In summary, Maureen is cool with paedophilia.
Colin.
Wah! That's our main takeaway. Summarizing it quickly before we go. Colin, paedophilia, legal between boys and
Colin,
men.
Colin, stop it.
The words of Maureen McGrath, using your other name.
I take it back.
On the General Matter Podcast, Maureen Gans gives thumbs right, up to me on paedophilia.
Colin, stop it. So annoying.
Listen, no harm done in male paedophilia. What do you think of this year's Formula One season? Oh, God. Would you ever go to a race? Emmett says.
I'd love to.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go to
which
the one.
Which
one? Well, I'd like to go to the one in the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Could probably be done quite easily.
Me and Frank were talking about it. We're like, that would be a good one to go.
Like, the temptation would be to say, go to Monaco. But, like, even if you were on a fucking yacht, all you would see is, like, 20...
Is the temptation Monaco?
The temptation.
Are you sure? Monaco. I don't think that's going to be the hardest one to go to.
Yeah, but if you got the pick, you'd probably be like, that. Oh, God, I'd love to be on a boat. Or but you would just, like,
you see nothing.
You'd be
better
exactly.
watching TV.
Well,
you could definitely go to Silverstone, like, because, you know, I looked it up. Like, you can get the tickets and you can, like, walk around things and there's loads of stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
Deer, like, obviously, but I feel like it would be really fun.
It's a high-end sport, you know?
Sure is, yeah.
I wouldn't expect it to be cheap.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We move on.
I'd love to go.
Let's all go, make a vlog. What's the opinion on the amount of influencers from here that have all of a sudden started becoming food reviewers? Hi, guys. Come with me on a 6-hour trip down around Ireland for the best chicken nuggets you'll ever taste. Oh, yeah, totally. Sure, I went on a fucking solo rant a few weeks ago about that very thing. That's how you hack the internet. Get your anus out for 29 million hits or decide you want to find out what the best spice bag is. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, and she said, like, you can go and then people are like, nah, not that good.
Yeah.
Nah, it's all right.
Yeah. You'd hate if you owned a business and you're like, I can't believe, you know, it, the future of it is in the hands of this fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
I mean, you know, like, no, who has that refined a palate who's just become a fucking fast food blogger in Northern Ireland? You know, someone's around, oh, but it don't taste good, need salt, fucking sell out to him. You're like, how would you know? Like, you know, do you know about food in general?
But this is the thing.
No one's rocking. I'll be like, man, the umami of this chicken ball.
But the game is nice. It's just like, who can make the video, not who is the best.
Word.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there could be like an older generation of people who are extremely good at XYZ, but they're not young and into making content and editing shit. But the young people who are, and they've loads of free time to go around traveling,
mm-hmm.
doing all these things, and they're getting the work because they're just able to do it. It's what a weird situation nowadays, you see.
I don't know if there's any work involved, really. I think it's just like, I do a food blog now.
I mean, they're putting loads of different things. You know what I mean? There's businesses that have been established for like, you know, 70 years doing whatever. And it's just whoever has the best social media is right. The best now. Gets the most sales. Do you know? And you'll have someone there like trying desperately to figure out how to do it. And then all these young people are like making companies, being like, I'll show you how to do it. And they're like, I'm going to charge you £5,000 for basically taking a photo for Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll dwindle out eventually when people just realize you don't need to do that all the time.
I know. People trying to keep up with the food trends though. Come to Blinkers for a smash burger.
That's what I mean.
Blinkers is class.
I know.
Actually class. It'll all go back around again. Like that's the way to do it. Everyone goes in cycles. So it'll turn around being like, wow, look at this. It has no social media, you know?
I was actually watching an Action Bronson thing the other day and he was like in this place and he goes, give me a fucking flame grilled burger. There's none of this smash shit.
Yeah, just give me an actual fucking burger.
Give me an actual burger. Right. How do you feel about people in the front row of comedy gigs? Comedy shows who think they're comedians. Do you like that? Do you like that they're so into it or does it make you cringe? Yeah, sometimes you're just a bit like, listen, bro, shut the fuck up.
I think it's really bad when people like try and take over the show, you know, or they don't realize that the comedian has like a pace that they're trying to get through.
Yeah.
And it, like keeps stalling it.
And here's what I will say. If you're going to say anything out loud, say it in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't wait the 45 minutes in when you're trying to close and then fucking start saying shit. Where you're like, hey, there's a pace going on here and you've interrupted it.
Maybe we should put a rule on average, like first 10 minutes, you're allowed to talk and that's it. You're allowed to interact if you want to say something. That's it. And then at the comedian.
No, don't say that out. Edit that out. Shut your fucking mouth and sit there. It'll be over in an hour. Go home. What have you to talk about? No one has anything to talk about. What are your biggest pet peeves, either in general or about each other? Oh, God. We've been asked this before. How long have you got? You know what I mean? Your decision making's. Mine's too sporadic and yours is takes too long.
Yeah, you put no thought in decisions and I put too much thought in decisions.
Yeah, spray and pray.
Probably not.
Over here.
Well, maybe it is a good combination. We tend to get it right some of the time then.
Oh, fuck. That and just the stadia. But, I was on television, did it, you know?
I know.
Stepper gave
up. I am not worthy.
I'm getting worse. I'm going to be like fucking Adam Sandler. You know what I mean? Just walking around basketball shorts. Spunk on them.
As opposed to your regular shorts.
Yeah. Crackdown's post Naughty Boys. Does that do your head in? Always seems to be the way when we go down there. On another note, ones from the South can't drive for shit. Yeah, that's true. Southerners can't drive.
Is that not a fact?
Yeah.
Quantifiable fact?
Anybody with a Southern reg drives like a dickhead and parks like a dickhead.
Said it.
Yeah. Let me do 40 in the fucking...
It's all truth bombs today.
Let me do 40 in the inside lane. Hey, absolutely.
Will you fuck up too?
You know what I mean? They're just like, I mean, you just put a fucking, what is that, N plate?
Yeah.
N for a fucking numpty.
Do you like the Nordy thing when people say Nordy?
Well, no, Nordies don't say Nordy.
Anyone from Northern Ireland doesn't say Nordy, and I don't think people from down south think that.
Yeah, there would be people from Belfast who wouldn't even know what the word was.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I suppose people are only saying it because they're like, oh, they're, you know, it's the guys from Northern Ireland, but it's every time, isn't it?
It's every time the Naughty Boys go down and fucking empty the place out, you know what I mean? Who are these Naughty? You know? Thank fuck the Naughties are here, is what they were saying.
Yeah, it just depends on what they're saying pre-Naughty.
Thank Christ they came down. Following on from the measuring of Aaron's head, when my first lad was born, we had concerns about his head being too big. Went to the GP, who then forwarded us to a pediatric doctor in the hospital, or the PED is what they shorten that to, which we found out in the hospital. He did all the checks and was happy that nothing was untoward. He looks at me and says, has anyone ever measured your head? So he got the tape out, measured my head, brought up a graph thing on the computer, and turns out my head is quite a bit off the chart size-wise, so seems it's a genetic thing. My question is, what brands have you found that do a cap for a larger head? My snapbacks are on the very last peg, and it looks ridiculous. Big Davey.
So this is someone literally been like, there's something wrong with my child, and they're like, no sir, there's something also wrong with you.
Your whole family lineage, you're fucking genetically fucked. No, your whole family are munters, so you'd be glad to hear that.
Yeah. If you'd like to look in this thing I call a mirror.
This is a scientific piece of equipment I call a mirror. I'll turn it sideways. through your fat fucking dome.
Aww.
Hey Arnold over here.
What was the hat he got the other day?
Chowder heads. Chowder heads. C-H-O-W-D-A heads. And it went on Aaron's head.
Wow.
But there is a size of head where it just doesn't look good anyway.
With that hat, yeah.
You know, you wear a hat, looks all right, take the hat off, set it on the table, fucking takes up half the table. Put it on a coat hook, falls over. You know what I mean? Anyway, chowder heads. But then I think, you know, if you bought from like New Era or something right. like that, they probably have sizing. Most hats just have one size. But, you know, someone like that. Basically any company that's making it for Americans.
With like fat heads.
Fat fucking heads. Hey guys, do you ever consider doing a before and after blog on the construction that's going on at the Geddes household? Aye.
I have lots of photos.
We've time for that.
But I know.
What we should do,
next up.
We should just do, set a camera up for a bit of a time lapse for a couple of
seconds, I'll do.
Half an hour of just a bit of work going on, and then somewhere in the middle of the process as the wall's going up, and then just the finished one.
Yeah. I've been taking like photos and stuff, obviously, and tried taking bits of videos. Yeah. It does change quite quickly.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be getting walls soon.
The before and after.
I mean, we've so much work to do at our house.
Yeah. Embarrassing. Yeah, I'll leave that up to you, Maureen. That can be your content for the year.
Okay. I mean, I'm very excited.
Right, final question, then we'll GTF the fuck out of here.
And then we're going to get our stables on, don't we?
Get our stables
on. We're getting stables. We're basically just turning into Yellowstone, guys.
Any advice? This is the final question, Maureen. Okay. Any advice to stop me from murdering my wife for eating in bed? What's she eating? Ass?
Two questions.
Yep.
What is she eating, first of all?
Yep.
And second question would be, what bothers you so much about it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, does this person just not like any eating in bed? Is there like a rule of like absolutely no food in bed whatsoever? Or is it that she's literally, you know, eating tuna sandwiches?
Well, she could be eating a tuna sandwich. She could be eating something very crummy. You know, she could be eating crummy. Or
crummy, yeah.
I would imagine, you know, if, like we don't do it a lot, but there's a lot of couples do like both get into bed and absolutely just have their own little party. But you know, like one of them's watching fucking Netflix with headphones on. The other one's playing a game of chess. You know, like, if people do very different things. We tend to get into bed and just go to sleep most of the time. You know, sit on your phone for a couple of seconds.
Mm.
You tell me what I've done wrong that day and then we go to sleep.
Good idea. Yeah. I mean, I'll take the odd cereal upstairs.
Yeah, that's crunchy.
Like late,
but it's
at night.
It's done in a minute or two. Like,
what would I not like in bed? I don't know. I suppose, like, if it's, like, full, like,
Dinner. Yeah. Someone's having pasta bake beside you when you're trying to go to sleep.
I do enjoy the thought of something like that, but I don't think in theory I would like it that much.
Soup and sandwich in bed?
Yeah, it's too, you know, like if, like sometimes you, like, remember you used to bring your breakfast in bed all the time and now we just don't do that, obviously. But you would bring stuff up and actually.
Ruined it by having a child, you know?
I'm like, I would rather bring this downstairs to the table and eat it.
Yeah. And I'm like, what's wrong? It's only loose beans and a sausage. Cup of beans and
but
a
it's
sausage.
Like you're trying to like sit on your knee or like, you know, even if you have it on a tray, it's still a bit annoying. You can't have like a hot drink on it, so you have to like set that there, and you know, so I find that like if someone was like, here's breakfast in bed, and it was like, don't I know you could hear
breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed, and it was like a fry,
yeah.
I would probably just go, I'd prefer to eat this downstairs at the table.
Yeah.
But if it was like, here's a cup of tea and a bar, like a chocolate bar or something, yeah. I'm like, amazing, let me be in bed and watch something and drink tea and eat chocolate.
Yeah.
Or what did I say last night? Absolutely craving a box of chocolates. Yeah. Sometimes you just want them in a box.
The most Maureen sense
of all time. And each one to be different.
Do you know what I fancy right now? What's that?
A box of chocolates. Not regular chocolates. I want a box of chocolates so each one's different. And they're in a box and they're perfectly held in so they're not going to spill. That's a good thing to want in bed.
Yeah.
Box of chocolates. Those things are fine, but yeah, it depends. Like if you brought up like one of your like soupy noodly things,
I think I've figured it out. It has to be not savory.
It has to be not
across the board.
Yeah.
Can we eat crisps in bed? Disgusting.
Yeah.
toast is about as savory as it could get.
But it's the most crummy of all the crumbs.
Yeah. Have a wee chocolate treat.
You can go
treat.
Cereal or above. That's it.
Yeah. But cereal not too crunchy, because if you are trying to watch something.
Is as savory as you can go here. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be snacks above that.
We fixed it. We sorted it.
There you go. Marriage fixed.
Marriage advice from us to Matthew D. Any advice to stop me marrying? Yeah, so here's the deal, Matthew. If it's savory, choke her to death. But if it's sweet,
let her crack on.
Just be like, thank you.
Thank you.
Right, that was the end of our questions. We're going to get out of here, Maureen. We've talked forever. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure to get yourselves on to patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. Watch that live podcast and get access to all the other podcasts, the half hour power hours. I did a wee message on Patreon the other day. Did you see that?
I did.
I was like, guys, if you're using Patreon on the app, go on the desktop.
Go on the desktop. You've it all sorted out.
Everything's sorted out into playlists.
Find all the things like you've done tons of them. All the like specially.
All the live podcasts are together. All the specials.
Bits. Power hours.
The half hour power hours are broken up into years. You know, do you want them from 2022?
Oh, did you even mention your new set?
Oh yeah, we got a new set. You know, I would say we're about 80% there. A couple of wee trinkets to put
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we're just doing a
test. We've brightened it up, you know, instead of the dark black hovel that we were in before. It's too serious. Let's get silly with it again.
Too serious. Yeah. You would not have called it serious, but yeah.
That chair is the squeakiest.
I know,
chair.
I'm sorry. Is it really loud?
Yeah. Get on that Patreon so we can afford new chairs. What are they called? Fucking Miller and something?
WD-40?
What do you call them? Herman Millers.
Oh.
Getting a couple of them. Perfectly.
Oh, I, yeah.
Perfectly aesthetically.
Nice.
What do they do to you? Just make your back not bent?
Yeah. Yeah. They're comfy.
I'm going to get some.
That's what we need. Yeah, these ones are a bit too much. Like, you feel like you're sticking your belly out.
Spent fucking £2,000 on chairs for, you know, our mechanic one. Fucking squelch his anus all over them.
He just wrecked all of our furniture in the office now.
He wrecks everything. The guy leaves things everywhere.
He's a buffalo man.
He's a buffalo man and he's like a toddler. Just leaves things all over the place.
Buffalo soldier?
Buffalo, no. That's it. We're going to get out of here. Cheers for listening, guys. Make sure to get yourself some tickets for the SSE and Vicar Street and Scotland, etc. Thanks, Maury, for joining me today. No, I've had a lovely time. Thank you, Niall.
Thanks, Colin. Thanks, Niall.
And that's it. See you later. Bye.
Bye. You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.